Thank you for tuning in to today's segment. I'm going to jump right in. What I'm going to be sharing with you about today is the money is speaking. Are you listening? It is time for you to make magnate money moves. But you really have to be in tune with your life. You got to be aware. You have to be awake and be present to understand that all of life really is currency. Right? And currency is really a holistic experience. It's not all about money, so to speak. But you, in order to capitalize, I should say, off of your life's journey, you need to understand that the money is constantly speaking. But just now, from a business perspective or career perspective, getting present to understand that it's all communicating. But if you're looking at it from a certain perspective, a limited lens, you won't be able to tune in and hear that it's constantly broadcasting of what you could be doing, how you could be expanding your wealth, where you need to skill up, where you need to level up. All right. The money's always communicating. It is. And some of you, even in your brokest states, really have more abundance than individuals who actually have the tangible physical currency factor. A lot of them are very distracted because they've reached their success and they're continuing to try to evolve that, but sometimes it's very limited in how they're doing it. There's something about the times when you feel like you have nothing, is when you practically have everything. And in these times, because there's so much out there, if you feel like you're lacking something, in some cases, that can be a good thing, but you're actually lacking nothing. But if your trajectory financially hasn't really filled in the way that you desire for it to be, that means that you need to tune into the broadcast of where the money is speaking, which it is all around. It is definitely all around. All right. But the reason why you're at an advantage is because sometimes you need to hear something in a different way, really from your own uniqueness. Because when you hear so much out there about what you should do, what you, and people try that consistently and it still doesn't work for them, then the experts or the gurus like to tell you it's because you didn't do it right. And because you didn't work the system long enough, you didn't do this. I did this and it got me these results. Well, everything that worked for one person obviously isn't going to work for someone else. All right. It just won't work for everyone. You have to find out what is yours. So you want to tune into where's the money speaking in your life? What is going to be customized currency success for you? Where's the money speaking? All right. When you start being able to tune in that way, uniquely for you, then you're going to be able to make your next best move and start to level up in ways that can bring you the financial abundance, the affluent lifestyle or so that you've been preparing for. And then the more that you accumulate, so to speak, affluently accumulate, you're going to be able to make some major moves. And it is time to make some major money moves. Now, sometimes you're going to have to do that in silence, not talk about that. And I have another segment where I talk about that. And also, I'll have information below, resources and articles and different things that you can read, and also resources and products you can explore around this particular focus that I'm talking about today. But you have to be able to listen, get present. Come out of your busyness, right? Take some time to be intentional. Where's the money speaking? Because it's speaking, but are you listening? You may be hearing, but are you listening? Then are you comprehending? Do you understand the language of your unique money system, so to speak? Or are you listening to everybody else about what money is and should be? And then you're making your decisions based on what you hear. You have to tune into you. You have to ask, where is the money broadcasting? What is my money FM or AM, however? Those are questions you have to ask yourself. What is unique for me? Now, in this experience, are you going to see some external things or be leveraging some external things? Yes. There are some common systems in the sense that are going to be true for everyone, or channels, I should say, that you may have to use. Channels that the money will flow. Like if you have a PayPal account, you have your bank, you use Stripe or whatever, you may have to set those up or the money flows through there. But where is it broadcasting so that the money can flow through there? What is it that you need to be doing? And of course, I would be remiss if I did not bring up multi-trade initiatives. Are you listening to your life's experience as the currency? What skill, what trade do you need to be bringing forth at this time? So you have to tune in. Because the money's always speaking. Your money is always speaking. If you tune into someone else's station about their money and how they made their money, again, you can learn from everyone, or, well, kind of. there is something to learn, even if it's not what not to do, so to speak. But you need to take the time to get present. This isn't a cookie cutter how-to formula. I don't have one of those for you. I'm just saying you need to take the time out to know what your money is speaking to you on multiple levels. And then how do you level up to start making some powerful moves? You have to have the move before the move before the move. Do you already know how you will invest your money? How you will save it. Sometimes you have to have a plan before the money starts really filling in, or what wants the money, what how the money wants to be expressed through your experience. Maybe something you're planning to do, that's not the way money wants to work and flow. So just be present, tune in, and see where is the money speaking and what trade, what skill set that maybe you're not using, or you could be using it in a different way. But where's the money communicating? And when you start to master this level of tuning in and being able to follow, if you want to call it your own money trail, so to speak, this is when you'll be able to level up and make some magnate money moves. It's time to stop playing around. It's time to really be here for why you're really here. A life that's planned for you that's far greater than what you're probably trying to bring forth. Even the best idea and best version of the life that you think you have planned is probably still a form of settling. But in order for your life to really expand and be able to do the things you need to do, you're going to need some money. I don't care how many experts and gurus out here that try to tell you, well, you don't really have to have money for X, Y, and Z. And that's true to a certain extent. I have lived a great majority of my experiences in multiple ways, being able to have experiences without having a lot of the financial resources or so. As I was waiting for my grander trajectory to fill in, I had to leverage life in the currency of life in multiple ways. But let me tell you something, that is a limited experience. Because you don't necessarily just want to live your life in terms of manifesting and all these different things. And that's not necessarily what I was doing, but what I'm saying is sometimes people use that language in terms of when things show up and experiences that you have that you didn't necessarily have to pay for a certain way, but maybe you paid with your time or the experience came, and they call that it's a manifestation. All right. So I'm not linking this to any law of attraction type of stuff. So just let me be clear about that. But my point is that when you are in certain situations and you're looking to go to the next level, you've got to tune in to where your money is speaking. Where is the wealth communication? What is the wealth communication articulating to you? And again, as I mentioned, it's going to come back to you being able to look at your life's experience, your personal, professional, educational, spiritual journey, in a sense, and look at what trades you can start to leverage. You're always going to be limited if you're in a one-dimensional box of how you make your money or how you make your impact and income, so to speak. You got to be able to diversify who you are, multiply your gifts, maximize your talents, and then monetize your experience as a whole. So that's what I have for you today. Level up to make these magnate money moves by tuning into your money. Where is your money communicating? What is your money speaking? And are you listening? Because if you aren't, you need to be. And this is my encouragement for you to do so. So I hope that this segment has been empowering for you. Please check the description because, as I mentioned, there'll be resources in the description that you can explore and will help you to start leveling up in this way. All right, looking forward to being back with you for another segment soon. Wishing you the best. Take care and stay blessed.